This is the audio guide covering the commercial storage and the commercial store transport of Core Exiles. In this guide, I'll be covering both the views you have for your commercial storage, your view all option, and then the actual storefront option. The view all can be accessed both from your assets tab and from the commercial storage promenade. If you actually click view on the store and then choose the button to view all, that is the same screen you'll be seeing in your assets tab. That one shows you the locations of all your resources in-game galaxy-wide, not at the specific location you're at, but everything and where it's located at. The other commercial storage view is when you go into the store and actually interact with the specific commercial storage at the location where you are. And that would be how you transfer stuff from your ship to the CS, from the CS to your ship, and how you transfer resources to another player in a trade. After I cover those two commercial storage options, I will go into the CSTS, the commercial store transport, and cover that page's layout as well. The CSTS is how you transfer stacks of cargo from one commercial storage to another commercial storage at a separate location. It would also be how you donate resources to your guild store, even though that is used a lot less. And that will be the end of the guide. So I'm going to get started by getting logged in. I'm already docked at Academy of IntelliQuest, so I'm going to go ahead and go into the commercial storage first, and I will choose to view all. Again, this is the same view all you will see if you went to the assets tab and chose to view all from there. The difference is the assets tab version you can view from anywhere, you don't have to be docked. This way, if I'm docked, I can also choose to view all after entering into the commercial storage. So I'm just going to hit Control Home, B, and then down arrow.
Commercial store transport.
There's transport table commands.
Commercial storage, row 5.
Down, there's that.
View button.
B,
enter.
View. I'll go ahead and read the text on this page. It just gives you a little bit of a description of what the commercial storage is. I'm going to hit B, then Shift G to jump to the assets tab, and then I'll read down from there.
New walls, assets tab, link graphic, commercial storage. Visit link exit to promenade. Welcome to the commercial storage office. You will find these offices dotted all over the universe. The commercial storage is now owned and run by the Xavier Foundation. As such, there is no longer a storage charge for items stored using the C.S. systems. Below, you can choose to use the new wall store contents, which enables you to review all items stored across the universe, or a local option via enter. Commercial store. Remember, the commercial store is now free to use for storage thanks to the Xavier Foundation. New wall store contents button. Enter commercial storage button.
I actually want the first option, so I'm going to up arrow to get to that and then hit enter on it.
View all store contents.
My view all store contents.
Enter.
25 links. This is a fairly simple page. It's just a table with some table headers, and it has a whole bunch of rows. The amount of rows depends on how many items you have stored at different locations. I'm just going to hit Control Home T to jump to the only table on the page. It is the only one, and then I'll use table commands to read the headers first, and then I'll give an example of what it looks like if you have items stored at different locations. The first table header is
item name, row 2.
Item name, that is just the name of the item. For example, my first one is Ekvema. Second table header is the quantity in the player store.
10,436.
I have 10,436 Ekvema stored at this location. Not the one I'm at, but it'll tell me in the next column. The next header is QTY in transit. That's how many is currently being moved by commercial store transport. If there's none being moved, it just shows up as a blank table cell. And then the next column over, we have the table header location. It's letting me know that Ekvema is stored at the location in Tombstone, which is the name of my player settlement in VP. If I was to arrow down through this, I have something stored at Trade Hub 59. I have some Agro-Gro there, but I also have Agro-Gro at Tombstone. I have 33 at Trade Hub 59 for some reason, which I'm not aware of. Now I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to search DYZ to jump to Dizalithion Fuel in this table because I know I have that stored at multiple locations. So the first one is, I have 26,000 at Tombstone. I have 9,252 at Suv. I don't know why. I have 10,000 at Breek and Kittenal. That's where I put my harvesters, though. I have 5,000 ESO and Brest. And 50,000 where I'm at right now at the Academy of IntelliQuest. You should be able to see the use for this table right away. It lets you see where all your items are located, not based on where you are in the game, which is normally how most stuff works. If I need to know where I have my Diz Fuel because I need to consolidate it all in one location, this will let me know where I need to go to move it to one location, which would probably be Tombstone for me. And how you would do that is via the CSTS, which I'll be covering at the end of this guide. But first, I'm just going to hit V to exit out of the view all option of my commercial storage, and then I'll re-enter back into it and actually interact with the storefront version. Exiting out brings me back to the promenade, and I know the commercial storage is the third button down on the promenade from entering into it previously. So because of that, I can just hit Control Home and then B three times to jump to the third view button on the page.
Correct, new button, enter.
And that will enter me into the commercial storage. Now again, on this page, I have a view all button. I'm just jumping by button because that's the easiest way to get to what I need. I have a view all and enter. So I'm going to go ahead and choose to enter now.
Enter. 33 links. Core Exiles.
Now I am in the actual storefront, and the first thing I'm going to do is hit V, Shift, G to jump to the top of the body, which would be the Assets tab, and then I'll read down from there in case there's text at the top of the page.
Move assets tab, link graphic, land, table with six columns and five rows.
And there's not, it's just jumping me directly into the first table. This table lists the items I have in my ship store and gives me the option to move them individually into the commercial storage or to move all of them into my commercial storage at once. The table headers here are exactly what you'd expect for that.
Contents of your cargo store. Move everything from cargo to CS button.
As you heard, contents of my cargo store, that's my ship's cargo store.
Item name.
I have item name as a header.
Item cargo store.
The quantity.
Move to commercial store. Spans 4. Column 3.
And then the last column, as you heard, is move to commercial store, and it spans 3 because it has multiple buttons, or maybe it says span 4, I forget. But either way, it has buttons in it, multiple buttons depending on how big the stack of cargo is in your ship store. Let's say you have 500 yellow buttons to move, where you can enter the amount that you want to move, or you can move 5, 10, 50, I forget exactly what the options are. And then that's followed up by a button to move all of it into the commercial storage. I only have two things in my ship, I believe.
I have eight aliasite ore and five security droids.
So it'd be pretty nonsensical to move these one item at a time, and because of that, I get a button at the top of this table to move all, which would move everything in my ship store into my commercial storage. If I hit Control Home and then B, it moves everything.
Enter.
I'm going to hit Enter on this from my cargo to my CS. And it'll give me a little confirmation screen.
Return to these items will be safely stored. Land. Captain, you have successfully moved all of your cargo to your commercial return to store.
Blah, blah, blah. Enter. Return to store.
Core Exiles.
Now, this first table won't have anything in it. It'll just give me a message saying that I don't have anything in my cargo store.
Item name, row 2. Sorry, Captain, we do not appear to have any items stored in our cargo store. Stand.
As that said right there. Now, if I down arrow from here, I have a exit link that would be there even if you have resources in your ship store at the time you're looking at this. And then if I down arrow from here, it's going to take me out of the table and give me a list of different categories of types of resources I can view. Again, this will only show me resources I have stored at this specific location, so if I have nothing stored here, it won't show me anything no matter which category I click on. Real quick, the categories are...
Visit link view all item, link alien, link commodity, link expands, link nebula, link resources, link settlement, link special resource.
They're pretty self-explanatory. The best option is just to view all, because then you can see all of it, or to do what's under this and use
search,
the
edit.
Search box. The way this works is you type
item
in
search, edit, enter,
what you want. Like, let's say I want to have dis fuel. If I type in DYZ and then hit
escape,
I can hit down arrow, click on the autofill that popped up underneath it, dislithium fuel, go back up, and you'll see right there I put the name of disfuel in my search box because I have no idea how to spell that properly. And then I could just hit
search for item button, enter,
and it'll give me a table with the disfuel in it with some move options, just like you saw in the ship store moving options. The main difference here is that it will also allow me to trade the items on this page. So I'll go ahead and look at the table, Control Home TT, because it will be the second table on the page. The first one is still showing me that there's nothing in my ship's cargo store. And the table headers are
sell to PM.
That's actually not in the game anymore, so I don't know why that's still there. We have a trade. If you click on that, it'll be for the item to the right of it. I'm using table commands, obviously. Alt Control right arrow.
This is lithium
fuel. Alt Control left arrow.
Trade button, column 2.
Back to the trade button. If you needed to trade this resource to another player, you'd click on this button and then type in the amount, who you wanted to trade it to, and the price on the next screen, and then trade it to them. I'm going back up to the top of the column so I can look at the table headers.
Trade, row 2.
And that's the one we just looked at.
Item name.
Disfuel. Obviously, that's what I searched for.
Item name, store, column 4.
Store.
50,000,
that's how much I have here. I have 50,000 stored at AOI.
Store, row, transit, column 5.
Transit.
Land, row 3.
I don't have any in transit currently. Again, that would be if I'm in the process of moving it with the commercial store transport service, but I'm not.
Transit, move to cargo store, span
5,
column 6.
Move to cargo store, that's span 6, because I'm going to have a whole bunch of buttons here.
Move button, row 3.
This first button, if I click on it, will bring me to a separate page, which then allows me to choose how much I want to move to my ship store.
Move 10 button.
I can move 10,
move 50, button.
50
fill hold button.
Or fill hold. If I had less stored here than what my ship could hold, then there would be a move all button instead of fill hold. Filling hold will just move as much of it as it can into my ship store. I'm actually not going to move any of this right now. What I'm going to do is go up to the top and search W space A for view all. I'm going to click on this. This will load all the items I have stored at this particular commercial storage. These items will load in the second table on the page, so again, I'm going to hit Control Home TT to jump to the second table.
Correct, read 9 columns of data, cell to PM, row 2.
I have that same cell to PM.
Trade, column 2.
Trade.
Item name, column
I want the item name, column.
Alu-site ore, row
got an alu-site ore.
Eight, column 4.
I have 8 of it.
50,000, row 4. Is lithium fuel.
50,000 des fuel, obviously.
Isotopes, row 25,000.
25,000 isotopes.
Raven rock ore, row 6. 50,000.
50,000 raven rock.
Three, security droids, row 5. Column.
And the 5 security droids. That alu-site and security droids are what I moved in the beginning from the ship store to the commercial store. Again, I don't want to actually move any of this right now because I'm going to use it all for the next example, which is a commercial store transport. But if you wanted to move one item into your ship store or start moving stuff into your ship store to take it somewhere else on your own without the CSDS, this is where you would go to do it. More importantly, this is where you would go to trade items to another player. The important thing to remember is when you enter into the location-based commercial storage, you won't actually see any resources at first except for the ones in your ship store. To view what's actually stored at that location, you'll have to either click on a category or do a search. A lot of people get confused with that when they first enter in. They don't see anything and they don't know how to deal with it. And of course, the quickest way to get to the categories is just search W space A, because that will jump you to the first category, which is view all. Now I'm going to go ahead and exit out of this and enter into the commercial store transport. I'm just going to hit Control Home V to exit commercial storage. And then I'm going to go to the commercial store transport, which is the second
button.
I'm going to view it and I will read the description on this page before actually entering into the CSDS. To do that, B, Shift G,
enter, assets tab,
and reading down from here.
This is a relatively new branch of the commercial storage division. They have gone into business with Westpac Services and have contracted a large percentage of their fleet to guarantee deliveries between their storage depots in record time. Movement of stock could not be easier. Simply enter the store, select the commodity and the destination store. The rest is taken care of for you. Transportation times vary according to load and distance, so always bear this in mind when using the service. Captains wishing to transport items to their guild should pay close attention to the fact CSDS do not make part shipments and all items once transferred belong only to the guild. There is a cost involved for transportation. After all, the C.T.S. is not a charity, so take note when moving large amounts of commodities from place to place. Enter commercial store transport button, visit link.
The cost they're talking there is pretty minimal. It's 1 credit per unit, and the only way distance affects it is how long it'll take to move the items to the new location. I believe the size of the transfer also has something to do with that, but it won't actually affect the price, just how long you're waiting. So I'm going to go ahead and choose to enter into the commercial store transport.
Enter commercial.
That's the only
enter.
Button on the page, so I just hit Control Home B. This can take a long time to load if you have a lot stored here. I don't, so mine loaded pretty quick. And what I'm going to do here is B, Shift, G, as always, and then down arrow. What this is giving me here up at the top is the same categories you saw in the normal commercial storage, so I could choose to view specific items in my CSTS.
Same page link resource, same page link settlement, same page link special resource, list end.
Directly under this list, I will get in the table that actually lists the items I have at this location that I can transport.
Table with 4 commercial store transport services CSTS. You have 974 items in commercial storage.
That is not at this location, that is actually galaxy-wide.
Transport all button.
This button is if I want to transport everything at this location to another location, or I can choose to keep reading down and look at individual resources.
Visit link exit.
And of course, a exit link. And then directly under this, I will get into the table headers for the actual resource list.
Item name.
So we have item name as the first column.
Diet commercial store, column 2.
The quantity.
Transport, column 3.
The button,
transport button,
which allows you to transport that specific resource. If you click on this, the next page is where you type in the amount and the location you want to send it to.
Transport guild store column.
And then the guild store column has buttons on how you donate this resource to your guild. This resource list should be the same as you saw in the commercial storage when I chose to view all. I have alu-site, isotopes, raven rock, security droids. Same exact list as you saw before. So let's say I wanted to move one of these to start. Let's say I want to move these security droids. I have 5 of them. I'm going to hit the transport button, and then here on this next page, I have some edit boxes.
You have 5 units available to transport, edit 5.
I have 5 available, I want to transport 5. The next, I'm hitting F to jump by forms.
Combo box, tombstone.
It already has tombstone selected, because that's where I sent stuff the last time.
Transport goods button.
And then a transport goods button, which I'm going to hit enter on. If you want to go ahead and read the text that was on that page, you can go ahead, but I've done this what feels like a million times, and it's just going to tell you that you're paying 1 credit per unit, and it may take some time to get there, blah, blah, blah. This page right here is
exit
a confirmation page, and I can choose to exit and return,
visit link, exit the
or I have a visited link to exit to the promenade.
Exit and return,
I'm going to choose the button to exit and return, and this will bring me back to my actual table that lists the stuff I can transport. Now, let's say I just wanted to do this quick. I wanted to transport all. I'd go Control Home, hit the button to transport all, Control Home B, and then space or enter on that button. And then on this page, I'm going to hit Control Home F.
Please select the branch of commercial storage.
And that's going to tell me to choose the branch of commercial storage I want to send this to.
Transport combo box, tombstone.
I still select it as tombstone. The text under it reads
transport goods button. Transfer cost for these goods is 125,000 8 credits.
And that transfer cost is because I'm moving that many items. It was
transfer cost for these goods is 125,000.
125,000, blah, blah, blah. That's because I have that many units of resources stored here. Remember, there is a 50,000 stack of Disfuel and a 50,000 stack of Ravenrock ore, so obviously it's going to be pretty high.
Land. Your entire CS stock will be transferred to the new
location. Blah, blah, blah. Under this, I'll have a button to cancel.
Cancel is transfer.
Or up above this, if I hit Shift B.
Transport goods button.
I have the button to actually initiate the transfer that's located directly under the combo box. So I'm going to go ahead and transfer these.
Transport goods button, enter.
Hit enter on that. I'll get a little confirmation screen.
Return to size of the transfer. You have been captain. You have size of the transfer. You have been charged to move these goods.
Blah, blah, blah.
Return to promenade button.
And the only option I have now is to return to promenade, and that's simply because my CSTS is empty. I just moved everything that was there to a different location, so there would be no need to enter back into it. Because of that, I'm going to choose to return to promenade. I'm going to go into view all real quick on my commercial storage, now the commercial store transport. View all. Now, I know I'm moving Disfuel, so I'm going to go ahead and search that on this next page, and I can see how long it's going to take to get to the new location. Alright, so we have Disfuel. 26,000, that's how much is already stored at Tombstone.
50,000 units, 0, 10, 24.
I have 50,000 units being transferred, and the time was about 10 minutes, I believe.
50,000 units, 0, 10, 24s.
Yeah, about 10 and a half minutes, so not too bad for that amount.
Tombstone.
I'm going to go ahead and exit out of this.
Visit link exit commercial space.
Go back to my promenade.
Code for Core Ed. Core Exiles.
Okay. That really is all there is to using the commercial storage and the commercial store transport. Again, if you need to view all, you can also do it from the assets tab, and then I search COM. New commercial stores, you'll see this is the exact same page I was just on.
Table.
If I search Disfuel, obviously the time went down because time's gone by, but it's still the same exact thing. Just a giant table with 971 rows in it to show me all my resources, where they're located galaxy-wide. And that's really all there is to the commercial storage on the commercial store transport. With the transport, make sure you're being careful and actually sending stuff where you mean to, because if you send it somewhere that does not have a CSTS in turn, it'll be stuck there until you move it out manually, and that really, really sucks. And when it comes to the commercial storage, when you're actually entering into the storefront, make sure you're choosing to view a category or do a search, otherwise you won't actually see anything located at that specific location. But that's all there is to this guide. That was a guide on the commercial storage and the commercial store transport of Core Exiles.